Jenna Dooley. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker proposed a host of new or higher taxes to balance this year's budget, but chances seem to be dimming for at least one of them, a tax on plastic bags. Brian Mackey has more.
Republicans say last month's unexpected boost in tax collections, worth $1.5 billion, means Illinois doesn't have to raise taxes. But House Majority Leader Greg Harris, a Democrat from Chicago, says everything is still on the table, including higher taxes on cigarettes and video gambling, and maybe a 7 to 10 cent tax on plastic shopping bags.
What makes it into the final package or not, I don't know. The bag tax does not seem to be faring very well, not getting a lot of support for that.
Republicans have been loudly complaining that they've been excluded from negotiations, but at least in the House, members of both parties met Tuesday night. Both sides say they hope the final budget will be bipartisan, but Democrats have large enough majorities to go it alone. I'm Brian Mackey.
In other news, it could become illegal for people in Illinois to smoke with children in the car. State lawmakers are again working on a bill that's been floated for years. The latest version is sponsored by State Senator Julie Morrison of Deerfield.
The problem in previous years was that it was an opportunity for law enforcement to stop vehicles as kind of a gotcha. This takes that out.
The legislation would make smoking with kids in the car a petty offense with fines of up to $100. Opponents, though, say it's too much government interference in people's lives. Finally, three nonprofit groups are suing the state. They hope to stop a new case management plan for thousands of Illinoisans who receive publicly funded care in group homes. The State Journal Register reports the groups filed their lawsuit in Springfield Federal Court. They're requesting a preliminary injunction against the Illinois Department of Human Services. The lawsuit claims the new case management and service coordination plan for Medicaid recipients violates federal law. Mary McLaughlin is executive director of Central Illinois Service Access in Lincoln. It's one of the three agencies suing the state. She called the new oversight system a recipe for disaster. A DHS spokeswoman says the agency is, quote, committed to ensuring a smooth transition for families and the people that they serve. This is your NPR News Station.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. Lanes reopened late yesterday after a crash near the northern split of Interstates 57 and 64 in Jefferson County. Illinois State Police say a Dodge Dakota was traveling north on I-57 when it lost control near milepost 96. The truck crossed the median into the path of a tractor trailer. The Dakota continued into the southbound lanes where it hit a Ford Escape before coming to rest in the median. The driver of the tractor trailer was 53-year-old Randall Barkley of Wisconsin. The driver of the Escape, 56-year-old David Law of Carlisle. The driver of the Dakota was killed and has not been identified pending notification of family. China is hardly buying any U.S. soybeans thanks to the ongoing trade dispute. But as China grapples with a major disease outbreak, there's a possible silver lining for farmers here. Harvest Public Media's Amy Mayer has more.
African swine fever has led to the deaths of at least a million hogs in China, a country that eats a lot of pork. To meet that demand, China may need to import more U.S. pork. The U.S. has the capacity to raise more pigs, and those animals would eat some of the soybeans that China isn't currently buying. But Mike Steenhook of the Soy Transportation Coalition cautions that it's barely a bright spot.
There certainly is potentially an opportunity to recoup some of that lost demand, but it's going to be very difficult to fully absorb that just by selling more pork.
And with U.S. imposed tariffs on pork, too, the Chinese may turn to other suppliers. Amy Mayer, Harvest Public Media.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller.